Good afternoon, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, July 25th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down 3 cents, closing at 565 and a quarter. September wheat up 2¾ cents at 760 and a quarter. And November beans down 4½ cents, closing at 1420. Actually, I thought this was a pretty good comeback here today. It looked like we were going to put in a turnaround Tuesday, maybe a hard down day. We rallied the corn 9½ cents off the lows by the close. We rallied the wheat 23¾ cents off the lows. We rallied the beans 14 cents off the lows. So it really wasn't too bad of a day. The meal closed up 450. The bean oil was down 48 ticks. Actually, you know, the beans could have closed 4 or 5 cents higher with the crush doing what it was doing here today, but we lost a little bit of value on the bean side of things here. You know, overall, last night we had the higher prices early because of the carryover in the wheat from the limit up day, and then there was the talk that the Russians didn't have any new attacks on any place in either Ukraine or Romania, and that, you know, sent prices moving lower. With some profit taking, and down we went. The wheat actually broke over 40 cents off its highs, over the overnight highs. The corn broke 15 cents off the overnight highs, and the beans broke as much as 26 cents off the overnight highs. But then during the day, there was an announcement that the Russians claimed that they could attack any civilian ships in the Black Sea. So that got people a little bit concerned again. The buying came in. We were able to close Chicago wheat higher. And I thought it was, like I said, a pretty good close considering it was turnaround Tuesday out here. We still have the hot and dry weather to contend with. As I mentioned, I think this morning, Clay Center, Kansas is looking at 102 to 104 degrees this week. Nebraska, around Lexington, they're looking for temperatures from the high 90s to 100 to 101. I would expect that Arkansas, Missouri, all going to be very hot out here. We're going to have some heat in Illinois, but there'll be some showers in the north. But it looks like this heat dome is going to stay in place here for at least another 4 or 5 days. And it's happening during critical corn pollination. And we're setting about a third of the bean pods out here. So I think we're doing some damage. I think that's one of the reasons we came back here. So, you know, as long as the weather stays hot and dry, I really don't want to sell grain out here. Good news is the UPS looks like they've settled their strike talk. Teamsters have made an agreement with UPS, a tentative agreement. It's going to be voted on by the Teamsters. But it looks like it'll pass out here. So we've avoided that. The stock market rallied. We were down a little bit. We were up 120 points. Now we're up 90 points. But you would expect the Dow to be higher now that they've settled that strike. Hopefully now that this strike has been settled, maybe the actors and the writers will come up with some kind of an agreement. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.